Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over the years, students have taken out loans to pay off school debts. Once they graduated, they worked to pay off that debt. That's been going on for many years, especially ever since colleges began to raise their costs for a post-high school education. At one time, junior colleges or community colleges were actually free to the students. The state picked up the costs that were paid through the state taxes. In 1965, the federal government began guaranteeing student loans provided by banks and nonprofit lenders. The program is now called the Federal Family Education Loan Program. Once those guarantees were put into place, colleges and universities began to increase the cost to students. Incredible salary increases to professors, along with administrative increases, were given as the reasons for tuition increases. Families were the ones who felt the financial pain. Over the years, the student tuition debt began to mount up to the point where students graduated college and owed tens of thousands of dollars. Now the debate has come down to whether or not the federal government should be the source of giving student debt relief to these families. The optics suggest this effort is in behest of Democrats seeking votes from these students and their families. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and most of the socialist wing of the Democrat Party say the intent is to help those most in need. Ironically, the beneficiaries of this act would be those who are in the upper income bracket. That's only part of the story. Over the years, students have struggled to pay off their student debts while they paid their monthly bills. While it wasn't easy for the students, they knew they had accepted an obligation. They took that obligation seriously and sought to retire that debt. So what does student debt forgiveness say to those students who paid their debt and didn't rely on the federal government to let them escape their responsibility? Steve Forbes slammed the push from Democrats to pay off the student debt loans of nearly everyone in the country, calling it a slap in the face to people who sacrificed and worked hard to not be in debt from student loans. A slap in the face, indeed. Earlier this year, a man confronted Senator Warren. He said, quote, "I just wanted to ask one question. My daughter's getting out of school. I've saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get money back?" End of quote. Warren responded, "Of course not." So the man fired back, quote, "So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did, but I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter's worked since she was 10. So you're laughing. That's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed." End of quote. A Forbes interpretation of this exchange was that it made people who paid their debts, took their obligations seriously, look like fools. So what's the message that's being sent to future students who need the money for a college education? Does it send a message that as a student you can take out a loan and then ignore it, hoping and believing that somehow the government will take care of your obligation? Will these future students wonder why they should honor their obligations? For those who play by the rules and sacrifice, will they be regarded as the true fools who didn't take advantage of government handouts? And if the message to students is you take on a student obligation and you can weasel out of it, will that kind of message extend to other areas of life? Having the federal government stepping in to pay student loans is a political stunt that could send the message that you can take on a debt and then ignore the responsibility to pay it back. Is that a message that will help our growing children become more mature? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.